So what? How would you describe your career as a whole?
Man, I'd say my career has had its fair share of ups and downs, and unexpected. If I could use a word, a little bit unexpected. You know, 2015, coming in, you know, as the backup and then thrown into the starting role and started that whole year. And then 2016, back into the backup role. And then 2017, starting, but then, you know, dealt with a lot of injuries and a lot of different adversity there. So it's been a lot of ups and downs. You know, it's been a lot of fun, but then it's also had its shares of, you know, times where it's not as fun. And so, you know, I've had to deal with a lot of different adversity, whether it's, you know, being, you know, going from a starter to a backup role, which is tough, and then we're dealing with injuries and you know, losing tough games. You know, it's had a lot of adversity, but I think it's taught me a lot about you know, how to deal with adversity and how to maintain enthusiasm and maintain a passion for what you're doing despite the struggles. And then also one thing it's taught me is just to focus on the positive. And to focus on what's going well, focus on the strengths, and learn from those strengths, and look to focus on the good. And because there's still a lot of good that goes on, you know, despite this tough times and struggles, there's still a lot of good. And I've had, you know, I made my best friends here, you know, on the team, and had a blast playing in games and interacting with fans and being able to wear the Cougar blue on Saturdays is fun, you know. So I have to remember that despite the tough times, it's also been a lot of fun.
And what are some of your personal goals for the upcoming season?
So yeah, I mean, just, you know, it's a good segue, because, you know, the last 3 years have been ups and downs, and so my goal is just to finish on an up, you know, finish strong. It's my senior year. I've put in a lot of work here, and I want to be able to go out on top, you know, and as a team. You know, we've been through a lot, but we've kept that desire and that energy up, because we know that you know, if you just keep working, keep persisting, good things are going to happen. And so, you know, we're looking to accomplish our goals, you know, go to a bowl game, and, you know, finish in the top 25, and just make the most of every game, and so we know that takes work, and it's not going to come easy. You know, obviously, every team in the country works hard, but you know, it's more than just working hard, but it's executing well, and so we're working hard as we can to make sure that we're ready, you know, come season time, so we can finish on a high note. I'm 4 months out of surgery now. You know, just every day getting better, every week feels better, and you know, working with the training staff. With the strength staff as well, and it's feeling good. I'm happy with the progress we're making, and, you know, it's just been a test of patience, but I'm happy with where we're at, and it's fun to be back out here, you know, with the team, and we're all excited to be here in the middle of spring ball. It's an exciting time. Yeah, I've been doing 7-on-7 all spring, and you know, with the help of, you know, Dr. Fox and the training staff, you know, we had a timeline set up of everything that I was going to be able to do, and we were following that to a T. And so, obviously, sometimes it's frustrating not being able to do everything, but, you know, just to be able to do something is a blessing. It's an opportunity to go out and play, and so I'm just taking advantage of every rep I get, and making the most of every opportunity I get, whether it's Skelly or throwing drills or whatever it may be. I'm just having fun and enjoying it. I mean, it depends on how you look at it, you know, because being a competitor, you want to come back as soon as possible, but also you have to be patient and be, you know, obedient to what the doctor wants you to do, the training staff, and so, you know, right now we're on schedule, you know, just taking it day by day, week by week, you know, making sure we're meeting our milestones, and it feels really good, you know, body feels good, and so, like I said, I'm happy with the progress, and just gotta keep staying patient and take it one day at a time. You know, that's what spring ball's for. You know, it's a chance for everyone to get reps and get some opportunity, especially with the new offense. You know, everyone needs to get the offense down, and so it's good for them. You know, it's good for guys like Zach to come in and get a lot of reps and just get that experience right away. You know, it's good for Bo and Joe and Baylor, you know, every guy we have, it's good for them to come out and get opportunities. And then, you know, for me, it doesn't mean I'm taking plays off. You know, every play is a mental rep where I'm going through it in my head. I'm, you know, going through the read progression. And then, you know, I make the most of Skelly, the 7-on-7 reps that I get, and working through, you know, routes on air, route concepts, one-on-ones. And so I still make the most of everything I get. But as a whole, as a unit, you know, we're all supporting each other. That's something I really, really like about this group is that we're helping each other out, coaching each other up, teaching each other, and making sure that we're all succeeding. It's a competition, but at the same time, there's a lot of camaraderie. We're all excited about the, you know, just the energy, the tempo, Coach Grimes and the staff, you know, really pushing us, making sure that we're pushing the tempo, and they're holding us accountable to detail. You know, if we don't get things right, we're gonna, you know, do it again and do it again until we get it right. And you know, it's a lot. You know, a lot to handle, but we're doing a good job. You know, guys are, you know, picking it up pretty quickly. You know, we're only in practice 4, but we've already installed a lot of stuff and given our defense a lot of different looks. And you know, that's a tribute to the effort that our guys have put in the off season. You know, throughout winter conditioning, going in and getting extra film work, getting extra work with the coaches to get the plays down. And now it's showing on the field. And you know, so if we're only having 4 practices under our belt, you know, we're making a lot of good progress. So it's exciting. Yeah, you know, it's unique, you know, having a lot of guys, but like I mentioned before, we have a lot of good camaraderie in the group. You know, we get along really well, we have fun together, and sometimes it can be frustrating, you know, because obviously, you know, everyone's a competitor and wants to play as much as they can and get as many reps as they can, but, you know, Coach Roderick always tells us just to make the most of every rep. You know, don't count the reps, make the reps count, and that's kind of the mentality that we all have, and just to, you know, taking advantage of those opportunities, and luckily, fortunately, with the tempo that we go at, you know, we get a lot of plays in, and we go, you know, a good 2 hours, and we, you know, we're flying around and getting a lot of plays, and so that gives us a lot of opportunity to get in there and play. You know, Coach Grimes, he's a commanding presence. He just has a, you know, a presence about him that demands respect. You know, and he coaches us hard, but he does it with love. You know, he makes sure that he's going to push us. He's not going to take it easy on us. He's not going to tell us what we want to hear. But we know that he does it because he wants us to be great. He wants to push us to reach our potential. And so, you know, he coaches you hard, but it's for a good reason. And then Coach Roderick, he's just a good energy guy. He's got a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of passion for what he does. You know, he loves the game. He loves talking about the game. And you know, I'm learning a lot from him and just his his attention to detail. You know, he's really taught me a lot, is the importance of you know, body language and energy, and how that can be contagious to the guys around you, and then how to, you know, how to get guys pumped up and things like that. So it's always fun being able to learn from new coaches, and we're just soaking up everything we can right now. You know, having gone through an offensive transition before, I feel comfortable, you know, kind of starting from scratch. You know, I've done it before, I've been there, and so I understand what it takes to get an offense down. And so it has come a little bit quicker than last time. And I think that's just me growing, you know, personally as a player, as a quarterback, and it takes time, it takes effort. It's not perfect, you know. We still have a lot of things to work on. But like I mentioned before, you know, only 4 practices in, you've got a lot of stuff in, so I'm proud of the guys that are really, you know, we're all working hard to make sure that we get it right, that we know what we're doing, so that we come out and we're not off to a slow start. You know, we can start practice right away and be sharp. So it's been good.
Okay.
You know, we can change it up. You know, that we can go really fast, and we can do no huddle, but then we can also huddle up and slow it down if we need to. So there's some flexibility. We're not constricted to a set tempo, which is good. You know, I think a lot of it will depend on, you know, the teams we're playing, how the game's going, what kind of things we want to get done, so they're throwing a lot at us, you know, with a lot of different variations, but we're picking it up. And I think, you know, me personally, having played in, you know, 3 different offenses now, I've been able to, you know, learn different things from each offense, and you know, it's prepared me and made me the player that I am today. I feel confident with where I'm at now with the offense, and still, you know, I have a lot of things to learn, but I'm, you know, confident that we're just going to keep growing, keep building as spring goes on, and then into summer and fall.